This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/BeHereNow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Look at yourself and try to figure out why you can't do what you want to do. What's holding you back? You have to solve that problem. You have to deal with those issues. Maybe it's self-loathing, maybe it's self-doubt, maybe it's all kinds of things. Programs that are running that we're not aware of. So that's why the repetition of the name is such a good practice.
Welcome to the Krishnadas Pilgrim Heart Hour. In this podcast, Krishnadas shares his warm-hearted and down-to-earth path to the divine. If you are interested in supporting Krishnadas's podcast, please go to BeHereNowNetwork.com/KD.
Bye-bye. Namaha. Ram de Ram de Ram. Baba Nama.
Is there anywhere we can hear you chant the Vinaya Chalisa? No, because I've never, I read it in English. I don't chant it in Hindi, although I can. I've done it many times. As of this point, there's no recording of that. And the reason I do that is because English is my native language. And the Vinaya Chalisa is not necessarily a mantric practice like the Hanuman Chalisa. It's a hymn of praise and describing Maharaji and talking about Maharaji and connecting directly with Maharaji. And so I like, in other words, it's very conceptual. And so it's a slightly different thing. Although in India they sing it, but in India, Hindi is their native language. So here I just felt that, I just feel that it helps me to repeat it, to read it in English to myself. So there's no recording of that at this point, but maybe I'll do that at some point. Okay? Who is in the far right photo as seen on the screen next to and beneath Siddhima? Well, directly below Siddhima's picture is Siddhima. This is Siddhima when she was much younger. It's reflecting somehow. Hold on. Maybe I can. And that was taken in 87, I think. And next to her, on either side of her, so here, this is Vindhyavasini Durga Devi. This is the murti of the goddess Durga in Kinchi that Maharaji had made and installed and created a Durga temple in the summer of 72. That's also the temple that he made me the priest, the pujari of, for a while. And then next to Siddhima here is Mrs. Tiwari, K.C. Tiwari's wife, and my Indian mother. She took such good care of me, and Mr. and Mrs. Tiwari, the whole family is my family. I'm the oldest brother, their oldest son. They took me in like that, and it saved my life. Yeah. She was one of the great, great beings, just beautiful, beautiful ma, extraordinary. And she and K.C. Tiwari were together for many, many, many years. Julia Roberts has said that seeing a picture of Maharaji inspired her to convert. I don't like that word, convert, but you mean to get involved with Indian stuff, with the Maharaji. Any thoughts, insights on the matter, or have you heard similar? I hear that all the time. Julia is not the only one. Many people see Maharaji's pictures and just go, who is that? And then they have to know more about him and they get into it. And don't think that we're doing it. He's doing it. He's calling us. He's pulling us. So I hear stories like that all the time. See his picture or have a dream of him or have some kind of experience. He's a very busy guy. Are chanting and doing kirtan considered the same? Yes and no. I mean, kirtan, I believe, is considered basically the names of God, but you can also chant different types of mantras. Like I said before, there's mantras for everything. There's mantras for robbing banks. There's mantras for finding buried treasure. There's mantras for controlling snakes. There's mantras for becoming president of the United States. All kinds of mantras. But kirtan, namak sankirtan, is the chanting of the names, which is only good for one thing, finding real love. It's not good for controlling other people. It's not good for getting rich. It's not good for anything except finding real love and connecting deeply to our own true nature. Let's see, it said that desire is what keeps us incarnating into form. What about the desire for God and liberation? Does that keep us stuck too? From our point of view, we think we have the desire to find God and to liberate ourselves from suffering. That is a positive desire that creates no negativity. It does not limit us in any way. But that's only our point of view as incarnate egos, as beings that are attached to the physical body and the emotions and the thoughts. We identify with those things. So we think we're doing this. We think it's my desire. But actually, it's your soul which is pulling you into yourself. It's your soul that's pulling you, and we experience that as our desire to find real love or to be free of suffering or whatever. So it's just it's a question of where you're sitting as to how you see it. We have a very limited view of things, a totally subjective view of the universe. We think we're doing everything. You know, good luck. It doesn't seem to really be that way. So, like I said, it's basically just how your point of view. And without the desire or the longing to be free, or you won't plant the seeds for destroying the suffering. If you didn't have hunger, you wouldn't plant the seeds to grow food. So that hunt of hunger is not necessarily bad, because these bodies have to eat, these bodies have to breathe, etc. And in these bodies, like the other question said, our karma created these bodies to satisfy the unfinished, to finish the business that we've been involved in previous incarnations. So they say. Personally, I don't know, but that's what they say. You would like to hear the story about Maharaja when someone saw him larger than life, life size. Yeah, this was Dada Mukherjee and his wife, Didi. Maharaja was at their house. Mr. Tiwari was there with them, and Tiwari and Maharaja were in his room. And at one point, they came out of the room and were standing in the hall, and Dada and Didi looked, and they saw Maharaji. He had taken his dhoti and tied it around his waist and then it was hanging out like a tail in the back. And he was so tall, he couldn't get through the door. He was almost as tall as the ceiling. And the energy was extraordinary. And Dada and Didi experienced Maharaji as Hanuman at that point. The funny thing is, they didn't think that Tiwari knew what was going on, but Tiwari always knew what was going on. He was very sneaky. He never showed himself, but he used to say, he keeps my head cool. So Tiwari was able to just act like normal when he was like standing next to this big monkey. So these things happen quite often. In fact, maybe that's not even the story. Also, the story about the Vinaya Chalisa is the same. This gentleman who heard of Maharaji in Vrindavan came to see him. Shankar Dayal Sharma was his name. He didn't know anything about Maharaji, but he heard about him, so he came to have darshan, and Maharaji threw him out right away. And he was very upset. He was shaken up by that. He was like, very kind of freaked out. So, and he goes home and he walks in his house and he sees this huge monkey standing in the doorway. And he literally lost his mind. And for over a year, I think, he was in a mental hospital. And when he came out of the hospital, he had all these tiny little pieces of paper where he'd scribbled things. And it turned out it was each little scribble was like a verse of a hymn that he was composed by him or through him while he was in the hospital. And the weird thing is that it describes Maharaji perfectly when this guy didn't know anything about Maharaji. He didn't know anything. You wander just distributing alms. He describes Maharaji perfectly. And so then he wrote out the hymn or printed it out or something, and he comes back to the temple. And Maharaji's sitting there and he offers it to Maharaji, and Maharaji crumples it up and throws it in the corner and goes in and leaves the guy standing there. Siddhima saw that. So she went out to see what was on that paper, and it was the Vinaya Chalisa. Without that, we would not have that Vinaya Chalisa. Very strange are the workings of the Lord. Somebody's asking me if I meditate. Please tell me about meditation. Should I do it or just chanting? Excuse me. Chanting is meditation. Anything we do to calm our asses down could be called meditation. Meditation doesn't have to be sitting cross-legged like that with your back aching and you flipped out because you can't control your mind. That's only one little way to do it. There's a million different types of meditation. Chanting, the repetition of the name, is a meditative practice. It's a particular type of meditative practice. It's not the same as watching your breath. It's not the same as focusing on your third eye. It's not the same as whatever, but it is meditation. However, so one time I said to Siddhi Ma, I said, Ma, you know, should I meditate or should I chant? Same question. And she said, well, what do you like to do? So the idea that what I would like to do was also what I should do or could do was shocking to me because my mother never told me that. Don't do that. So sorry, Mom. But anyhow, don't think about it so much. It's all the same. Anything that you do to bring your mind back from Nunu land and dreamland is a good thing. The guru in the jungle that helped you with your willpower, what was it? I'm having a lot of trouble finding that will within. The guru in the jungle was the old yogi that I knew who was 163 at that time. He died, I think, left the body a year or so ago in his 180s. What he showed me was that I was not using my will. I was not living fully. I wasn't going after the things that I myself wanted. I was just like, oh well, whatever. I wasn't feeding my soul and I wasn't feeding my heart. I wasn't doing what was necessary to get to find what I wanted in life. He showed me that. He showed me that I wasn't using my will. And he showed me that there's not worldly life and spiritual life. As far as I'm concerned, we have one life at a time. What we do with it is what we do with it. Oh, can you hear the rain? Big rain. So when you're hungry, you go to the refrigerator, you grab some vegan cheese and some gluten-free bread and some eggless mayonnaise, and you make yourself a sandwich and you put it in your mouth. That's using your will to satisfy a desire, the desire to eat, hunger. That's perfectly natural, right? But I wasn't using my will in a constructive way to free myself of the stories and the programs that were causing me suffering. I wasn't doing any practice. I wasn't doing any, I wasn't working on myself. I was crippling myself. And when I saw that, it was really powerful for me because he showed me so clearly what he was seeing in me. So you just look at yourself and try to figure out why you can't do what you want to do. What's holding you back? You have to solve that problem. You have to deal with those issues. Maybe it's self-loathing, maybe it's self-doubt, maybe it's all kinds of things. Programs that are running that we're not aware of. So that's why the repetition of the name is such a good practice. Because the way Maharaji says, he said, repeat the name whether you feel good or you feel bad, whether you're tired, whether you're angry, whether you have any feeling of devotion or not. Do it. Because just doing it gradually will purify the thoughts, will purify the heart. And then one day the real call will come out of your heart, come from your heart, and you will be free when that real call comes. We're not really doing it. We're trying to do it, but we don't own ourselves, so we can't give ourselves totally to it. We're all over the place. We're distracted. So that's a little bit about will. I'm sorry, I don't know my Narasingh prayer. I'm going to sing Hanuman Chalisa. There are prayers to Narasingh Maharaj, Narasingh Avatar, but I don't know them. But they'll be doing them that day. There is a form of Hanuman called Panchamukhi Hanuman, five-face Hanuman. I got them up here somewhere. Oh, can you see over here? I don't think you can see very clearly. Right here. Panchamukhi Hanuman, five face. He has five face. It's a tantric form of Hanuman. One face is the monkey, the main face. But then there's the face of the lion, Narasingh. There's the face of Garuda with the eagle, the vehicle of Vishnu, who's a fierce demon killer. And then there's the boar, avatar, varaha. And then there's the horse, the ghora, another form of Vishnu. So five faces, Hanuman, very powerful. And there's mantras to him, very powerful mantras. But you got to do them, otherwise they're not powerful. Who is the man above Siddhima? That's Harikan Maharaj, the original Adi Harikan Maharaj, who lived in the area, the same area that Maharaji later showed up in the Kumaon Hills, in the area around Nainital, Almora, Haldwani. He left the body in the 30s. And he was a very great siddha, a very great yogi. Very great yogi. And he was, you've heard me talk about K.K. Shah. He was K.K. Shah's father's guru. And when Maharaji came to KK's house the very first time and met his father, met KK's father, he said to him, take me to the room where Harikan Baba used to hide. Now, there was a room in KK's house that was kept empty because Harikan Baba used to go in there for months at a time and nobody would know where he was and he would be, who knows what he'd be doing. And they would feed him and take care of him, but nobody knew he was there. And nobody even knew there was a room But Maharaji knew. And when they got into the room, Maharaji looked at KK's father and he said, "You're still doing the mantra he gave you?" Nobody knew that Hariakan Baba had given KK's father a mantra. So there's, and Maharaji has Hariakan Baba's picture in the temple in Kenchi. And there's many people believe that Neem Karoli Baba was the next body for Hariakan Baba. So, well, you know, time's up. Do I chant on beads? Yes, sometimes. Most of the time, sometimes. Every day, a little bit. Somebody wants to know if I ever thought of releasing a karaoke album. What would that mean? I mean, with music and background vocals, but no lead. You would like to purchase it for training. Let me think about that. That might be fun to do. So there would be no lead vocals. So why would I? So wouldn't, I wouldn't be on it? Is that what you're saying? Thanks. Would one ever get completely free of falling into the movie of me? I noticed I've been catching myself sooner than I used to. That's part of the movie. That's a storyline, isn't it? I don't go all the way through the whole trip, but I just wonder if I'll ever be free of that. Nah. Don't worry about it. Just keep coming back whenever you notice that you're gone. Come back. Keep the mantra going all day long inside if you can. Okay, that's it for now. Where did the time go today? What happened? Very strange.
Charan Saroja Raja Nijamanu Mukur Sudhar Varano Raghubhara Bimala Jasu Chodayaku Palachari Buddhihina Tanu Janike Sumiram Pavan Kumasyara Balabudhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Haru Kalesa Bika Siyavara Ramachandra Pada Jaya Sharana Jaya Hanumana Gyana Guna Saga Jaya Kapisati Loka Puja Ramaduta Tulita Baladana Anjani Putra Pavana Sutanana Mahavira Bikram Bajarangi Umati Nivar Sumati Kesan Kanchana Varana Viraj Subesa Kanana Kundala Kanchita Kesan Arta Bajur Dvaja Viraj Nande Munja Jane Ursad Shankar Suvan Kesari Nanda Eja Pratapa Diyavan guni ati chatur Ram kaj karibe koat Prabhu charitra sunibe ko rasiya Ram lakan sitam nabasi Sukshma rupa dar siya indika Nikata rupa dar langa chara Vima rupa dar asura sahara Ke kaj samvar सजीवन लखन जियाए वीर गोविर हर शिवण लाए रघुपति कीनी बहुत बराए तुम अप्रिय भरताय समभाए सरस बदन तुम रोज सगा अस कहि श्रीपति कंठ लगा नकाद कब्रामादि मुनीस नारद शारद सहित अहिस मखुवेर दिगपाल जहांते कबि को बिदकाय सके कहांते उपकार सुग्रीवांखीना राम मिलाय राज पद दीना मरो मंत्र विभीषण मान अंकेश्वर भय सब जग जान सहस्र जो जन पर बान योताई मधुर पल जान प्रभु मुद्रिका मिले मुख माही चला दिलांगे गाये अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के जेते सुगम अनुगर तुमरे ते ते राम दुआरे तुम रखवारे उतना आज्ञा बिन पेजार सब सुख लाहे तुम्हारी शरण तुम्हारा चक काऊ को धरण आपन तेज समारो आपे तीनों लोक हंक तें कांपे भूत पिशाचन कट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुनावे नासे रोग हरे सब पीर जपत निरंतर हनुमत बीर संकट तें हनुमान छुड़ाओ चन ध्यान जो लावे तब पर राम तपस्वी राज तीन के काज सकल तुम साज और मनोरथ जो कोवे लावे सोए अमित जीवन पल पावे जानो युग परताप तुम्हारा है पर सिद्ध जगत जिया साधु संत के तुम रखवार असुर निकंदन राम दुलार अष्ट सिद्धि नो निधि के दाता असवर दीन जानकी माता राम रसायन तुमरे पास सदा रहो रघुपति के दास तुमरे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाय जहां जन्म हर वक्त कहाय और देवता चट्टन दरे हनुमत से सर्व सुख करे संकट कटे मिटे सब फीरा जो सुमेरे हनुमत बलबीर जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो गुरुदेव की नाय जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई चित ही बंदी महासुख होय जो यावर हनुमान चलीसा होया सिद्धि साखी गड़ीस तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा कीजे नाथ हृदय दे पवन तनय संकट हरन मंगल मूर्ति रूप सियारा राम लखन सीता सहित हृदय बसव सुर भूप रामचंद्र पद जय शरणम मंगलमूर्ति मार्त नंदन सकल मंगलमूलनिकन मंगलमूर्ति मार्त नंदन सकल मंगलमूलनिकंदन मोचन कृपा निधान जय सिया राम जय जय हनुमान संकट मोचन कृपा निधान राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय राम राम जय राम जय जय राम
If we know anything about path at all, it's only because of the great beings that have gone before us. Out of their love, out of their kindness, they left some footprints for us to follow. So, in the same way that they wish for us, in the same way that they wish for us, we wish that all beings everywhere, all of us, be safe, be happy, that all of us have good health and enough to eat. And may we all live in peace and at ease of heart with whatever comes to us in life. Namaste. Take good care. Be well. Come to some of these events, that are supporting Ukraine. And of course, there's so many places in the world where there's so much suffering, but there's war. People are being murdered and killed, and their houses have been blown up. It's just inconceivable that human beings would do that to each other. So, Ram Ram, be well. See you next week. Namaste.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What would you like to get off your chest? Are you holding on to secrets, fears, or frustrations? We all carry around different stressors, both big and small. Don't keep it all bottled up inside. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and work through whatever is weighing you down. It's also a great way to learn to resolve conflict, change negative thought patterns, and more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/BeHereNow.